it helped to create a character. Because what I think the thing that sort of happens with, you know, celebrity or anything is that you start buying into other people's conception of you. So that you might find yourself thinking, you know, Saul Williams doesn't sing. Not because Saul Williams doesn't sing, but because, you know, the common perception is that he doesn't. But the guitar does whatever the hell he wants. You know, and so once I started realizing that I needed this character, you know, because I'm one of the few rappers that raps without an MC name. And an MC name kind of operates like a tax shelter that, you know, it allows you a bit more freedom than you feel under your own name.
So Nicki Targus is kind of like an alter ego, kind of like a Slim Shady in a way, or like...
Well, yeah. I wouldn't say Slim Shady. Nicki Targus, for me, was a means of creating someone that spoke to the America that I look forward to. You know? Someone that could, you know, look at history and the future, you know, in the same glance, and instead of trying to sweep something under a rug, to land grasp it and say, yes, I am that. So that Nicki Targus is a hybrid. And by hybrid, I mean someone who sees beyond race, who sees beyond, you know, the sort of expected sense of role-playing and polarization that occurs when we're raised in the social structure that exists right now. I think it's important to revisit the definitions that we have of so many things. You know, like, it's important, for instance, to remember that race is a social construct, that there's nothing scientific about, you know, the theory of race. But it's something that we've bought into wholeheartedly and live in accordance with, especially in America. But it begins to work against any broadened idea of self.
And the titles obviously play on Ziggy Stardust. Are you a big David Bowie fan?
I'm a big David Bowie fan in the sense of here is an artist that was able to translate his talent into something that he could package for the sense of global exploitation, yet still be respected as, like, no, look, I'm actually making a statement about this. Like, there was this sense of, like, getting everyone to play along. A role that David Bowie played with a lot was, a lot of people would look at images of him and they would question a lot having to do with gender. Like, is he a man or is he a woman? You know, there was this projected sense of, is he bisexual? And what is that? And, you know, like, almost like the first Boy George type character, in a sense, you know?
Right.
But, and so I'm playing around with the idea of race, I guess, more so than the idea of gender, you know? Which also brings up the idea of class. And so I'm inspired by David Bowie in that he's an artist who I really admire for using the media in a way that that fed youth and fueled his career simultaneously.